In North Tampa on Saturday, several public officials participated in a rally designed to inform the youth in the university area of Tampa of crime prevention. Among those in attendance at Tampa's Copeland Park was Chloe Coney, the founder of the CDC in Tampa, whose mission is to raise the education and social levels of economically depressed areas of the city. She spoke about some of the battles she has worked on in the East Tampa area.
We don't want anybody in jail. But at the same time, we said we're not going to tolerate drugs, open sale of drugs being on our community. Lake and 29th Street, I used to say, it's not Haiti, it's not third world. It wasn't Mexico, this is Tampa. Our young people do not need to see open sale of drugs on their street. So what do we decide to do? We decide to take back our neighborhood, okay? Now, we couldn't do it by ourselves. We had to have the police with us.
Clarence James is Hillsborough County's anti-gang prevention coordinator. He admits that the gang problem in the area doesn't approximate New York or Los Angeles, but says it's something that law enforcement is always concerned about. He listed some of the reasons why kids join gangs.
Well, a lot of times kids get involved in gangs because they don't have any love or affection at home. There's no one there to give them any gratification on doing well. The parents, or in most cases, single-parent homes, the parent works, never there. Peer pressure, drugs, the lime life of the glamour, money, jewelry, cars, things of that nature. So there's so many factors involved, risk factors, rather, that cause youth to get involved in gangs.
Also appearing was Hillsborough County Public Defender Julianne Holt, who was accompanied by her daughter and members from the Public Defender's Office. She said one reason why she loves her job so much is to prevent people from getting into trouble.
Yes, we represent people that are already in trouble, but the most important part of our job is what Ronnie McMullen does on a, where do you go? What Ronnie McMullen does on a regular basis, what Pastor Lockett does on a regular basis, and that is teach kids that the little decisions you make today, when you think you're having fun, when you think you're having a good time, when you just want to play a joke on someone, that those kinds of choices can get you in trouble. And it's not like it used to be when we were growing up. All of you remember, we could go out and we could do little pranks and things like that, and they would pick us up, and they'd take us home to our parents, and our parents would punish us. Now, unfortunately, you get taken to the juvenile assessment center.
Holt was speaking in the auditorium at Copeland Park to a group of about 30 people. Unfortunately for the event's organizer, the Reverend Gregory Lockett, there were not that many at-risk young people in the audience who were the main reason for the entire event. At one point, WMNF spoke with two high school seniors at the event who admitted that they weren't from the inner city, but in fact students from Pinellas County there to assist friends involved with the event, such as Stacy and Megan, 17-year-olds from University High School in Palm Harbor.
Yeah, I think it's important for kids to learn about crime and stuff and just so they could be aware of what's going on.
Help prevent crime in their community and stuff.
After the event, Gregory Lockett told WMNF that though he was disappointed he wasn't able to access more people to come to the event, he wasn't giving up, as he emphasized on Saturday.
My goal is to have every child that comes through this, your Copeland Park, every child that I run to understand the consequences of committing a crime or even just pulling a little prank, what can happen.